All right, it is Monday Money Minute time once again with Patriot Asset Advisor Jonathan Taylor is here. Who are we talking about today?
We are going to discuss Ed Roland from Collective Soul.
Okay.
And he said from the very beginning he had to let go of the haters when they first started.
Okay.
Their music didn't fit any style, and you know, people need to figure out which box you fit in, Mike.
Exactly, so, yeah.
They were not grunge or hard rock, pop, you know, maybe some pop melody, but a little heavier, you know.
Yep. So, got to pigeonhole people.
That's right. Looking back on it, Ed said there was a little spirituality mixed in. Just because of how he was raised. His father was a minister, and he said the only book he had read until he was 18 was the Bible.
Right.
So his music was, you know, sprinkled with a bit of that, just because that's what he knew. It was not a reflection of his belief. It was the way he was raised, a poor Southern boy working with the vocabulary he had.
Right.
So Collective Soul did not fit the cool mode. They didn't care either, not following the trends or pretending they were something they weren't. Mm-hmm. None of them cared for tattoos or piercing, which, you know, was all the rage in that grunge era.
I think it was a law that if you hit your 20s, you have to have a tattoo or a piercing, or preferably both.
you weren't working the clubs in Seattle if you didn't have a tattoo, Mike, or a piercing.
Excuse me, sir. Can I see your tattoo?
But they were just some Southside Atlanta boys, and they didn't fit that, you know, that Seattle grunge vibe.
Yeah.
But modest beginnings, and they played wherever they could get a gig. You know, everybody would have the venues was like, well, what's your style? Do you play covers? But we all know it paid off for Ed, and he's made a career with music that was different. Some rock, some West Coast sound, and of course the Southern influence of his father's vocation.
Yep.
So Ed has done well with his sound and music sales and other ventures. He's netted him a cool $7 million over the years. Not bad for a poor son of a preacher man.